David, I thought this was really interesting getting into an issue that there are a lot of questions about. Can you talk a little bit about this 67-year-old woman?
Yes. So this is a 67-year-old woman who presents with proximal gastric cancer. Her imaging showed regional disease. Her laparoscopy was negative, and she had manageable comorbidities. So at that time, the flat data weren't out, so she was treated with FOLFOX for 3 cycles. We repeated imaging. There may be some evidence that PET scan responses, patients that have PET response benefit from preoperative treatment better than if there's a PET non-response. So then she completed a total of 3 months of treatment based because she had this PET response rather than just 2 months. We took her to the operating room and she had, unfortunately, resection of residual T4A N3 disease, 12 out of 134 lymph nodes, a testament to my surgeons, but with a 10% therapy effect, and she was HER2 negative. Next generation sequencing, she had a RAS mutation and probably only a tumor-limited CDH1 mutation consistent more with a diffuse gastric cancer, and she was microsatellite stable.
What's the follow-up with her?
So this is always the vexing issue. I mean, her gastric mass responded quite dramatically, so we were quite hopeful that she was going to have a good response at surgery, and the PET scan obviously didn't predict that. So she's actually now 2 years out from surgery and is still free of disease. We opted not to give her any additional postoperative treatment based on the high nodal status, the absence of response. Radiation therapy has been shown in a randomized trial, a critics trial, not to add survival benefits, so we don't radiate patients after perioperative chemotherapy. And she's now being watched 2 years after surgery. She hasn't recurred yet.
So any final comments, Peter, about therapy of localized disease and also this issue of post-operative therapy in the patient like this who really hasn't responded well?
Well, I just want to address the radiation question. I mean, David brings up a very good point about radiation therapy and the question of benefit in localized disease. There have been now the ARTIST study, the CRITIC study that have shown no benefit. There's one tiny underpowered study called POET that did suggest a benefit in GE junction cancers. But there are a number of very interesting trials coming down the pike that are looking at the benefit of radiation therapy. For instance, the NeoAegis study is looking at MAGIC versus CROSS. Then the ESOPEC study is looking at FLOT versus CROSS. There's a Top Gear study that will be looking at the benefit of radiation therapy in the preoperative setting. ARTIST-2 is looking at the benefit of radiation therapy in the postoperative setting. CRITICS-2 is looking at the benefit of radiation therapy in the preoperative setting. So I think we're going to really know the answer after all these studies come back, but I think that really the FLOT regimen currently remains the standard of care for this disease. The RAMSIS, where basically ramucirumab is added to FLOT, is an AIO study that is currently accruing based on the fact that the STO3 study, the British MAGIC 2 study or whatever it's being called these days, didn't show a benefit for the addition of bevacizumab. I'm not that confident that this is going to be a positive study, but I think we've got a lot of exciting data coming in looking at various ways of giving chemotherapy and radiation for both esophageal and gastric cancer in the next few years.
One final question from the audience, David. What about other anti-HER strategies? A person wants to know about neratinib. Also, other TKIs like tucatinib, T-DM1, the antibody-drug conjugate, any of them being looked at?
Yeah, I think it's a work in progress. You know, I think we, you know, margetuximab, this hybrid antibody, there are other new generations of these trastuzumab antibody conjugates that may lead to immune recruitment. Now, first line, potentially the study of combining trastuzumab with checkpoint inhibitors based on some promising phase 2 data. But I think the HER2 is right now, aside from checkpoints, HER2 and VEGF are really the only validated targets, and I think we've got a long way to go, a lot of excitement for new drug development, but nothing imminent right now.
So we're going to move on to talk about HCC.